2 weeks ago, the Common Council voted to move oversight of the Community Police Review Board to the mayor's office, at least until the election of a new city clerk in 2023. That sidelined former director Joshua Reynolds, who faced controversy after revelations he was suspended 7 times during his previous work as an Indianapolis police officer. However, the council could not directly fire Reynolds, as he's an employee of the clerk's office. And 2 weeks ago, City Clerk Don Jones said she'd create a new job for Reynolds, where he would investigate police misconduct complaints and release his findings to the public. That may not even be possible under Indiana law, which specifies that the city clerk can only distribute public information related to common council activities. Jones did tell the South Bend Tribune last week that she was kind of misunderstood, and actually intended for Reynolds to serve as a sort of community liaison who would collect and submit complaints to the South Bend Police Department's Internal Affairs Unit. But the two bills on first reading Monday would prevent Reynolds from staying as a city employee. The first would strip the funds for his $65,000 salary from the clerk's office, and the second would move those funds to the mayor's office to support a new director, who would be hired by a majority vote of the Common Council. The council unanimously voted to send both bills to the Personnel and Finance Committee with a hearing and a potential vote set for September 13th. Jacob Lazaro, WVPE News.